The one you love, the one.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, and this is Roy. And I'm watching the news lately, and I saw Donald Trump do exactly what he said he'd do. Hold ground. When you're right, you hold ground. And let the people who want to overcome you fall apart. Hold ground. That's all you need to do. So when they're in the wrong and try to be right, you become righter, holding ground. That's what happened. The Democrats, it didn't work for them. Of course, they've all covered it up and with all kinds of noise, but you can actually see what has really happened. He stood the ground, and it's very disturbing. Roy Masters, when I deal with people, I hold my ground. All I have to do is hold my ground so long as it's real and true. And that's a powerful thing that you need to understand, my dear friends. Now, Obama. Let me talk about him. I'm not very good at politics, but I am good at seeing how they work. And you're not good for seeing how they work, otherwise you wouldn't have so much suffering. Obama, I don't want to make this political, if you don't mind. I just want to make sure that I'm aware and present that the left are not able to do right. They don't like right. They love power. Now, what Obama did is lie. Fundamental transformation, and all the idiots. Hey, here he is. All the people on welfare. All the lazy buggers. Excuse the expression. And so, what he did, and he did the opposite to our president, Trump. He did the opposite. He made it difficult to earn a living. And so, the more he made it difficult to earn a living, the more people would go to welfare. And the welfare gets bigger and bigger, and the whole idea is to shrink the country up between those on welfare and those who work and support those on welfare. And so the people that work get smaller and smaller, and the people on welfare become more and more powerful. And that's what Obama did. He made us broke. He destroyed, made sure he was destroying jobs. And they get smaller and smaller. And if it's small enough, all you've got is people who work to serve the people that don't work. In other words, you got a real dangerous situation, because Obama loves the worst in people. He'll give them all kinds of surprises, all kinds of this and that. You can have as many kids as you want, all the more. And in his 8 years, you almost lost your country. Because the people at work, we're getting smaller. The numbers of people are getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, until there's only a few jobs. And those who have good jobs and have values are now overcome with people who feel emboldened, and they hooray to Obama. Look, we have everything we need. But the people who are working are becoming slaves. Do you get that now? That's all I'm going to say. It's a game, isn't it? You can see the difference between the scumbag called Obama and the noble soul called Donald Trump. Now, you people on the left are really nuts, because you want to have a country filled with people coming in. Look at the continent. Denmark, France, Belgium. They don't even know who they are anymore. They don't have a country. You stupid idiots. You stupid idiots marching. And stupid women.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Hello again. I hope you heard the opening program, but I have to say it again, but much more simple. I'm not a good politician. I'm not interested in politics. I see clearly. What I was saying to my audience then, which you might have missed, is that Obama created a bad situation for jobs. And he made it badder and badder and worse and worse. And basically, to cut a long story short, which I spoke of more clearly in the first part of the program, but you get that when you get less and less people working and more people on welfare, and you have Obama, as he is, was purposely doing this to destroy the country. It's a system. The more you destroy work, the more people goes on welfare. The more people gets on welfare, there's more and more of them, and less and less and less and less and less and less and us. And he loves those who have welfare, so they don't have to do anything. Oh, they have more and more when they don't deserve it, and they're becoming addicted to that. I'm trying to say it as quickly as I can. And so, when you shrink the number of people who work, they take more and more taxes, and that's what he was doing. And those taxes went to welfare. And he became richer as a president, Obama, that is. And he gave them all toys and make them appreciate him. And the people on welfare love their president. They love him because he gives them things. But he's really stealing from people who work hard. And they were getting smaller and smaller. And pretty soon, there's a huge number of people who are spoiled. And the Obama, the president, becomes a tyrant to those who work and loves those who don't work. And now you see what you got. You got half the country, more than half the country, hating Donald Trump because they've lost their pleasure. They've lost their advantages. Oh, some people are happy about it, but not most of them not. And all the stupid women, all you stupid women, you have no brains. You're not like men, like real men. That's what you need. That's what we've got. But this, you're all spoiled rotten. You want more. You want more. We got more. We're going to get more. And so there'll be more of us working and then shrinking those who are spoiled rotten. But it takes the time to shrink it. And we have a tremendous amount of people who are being spoiled and demoralized. When I say demoralized, they don't see it being demoralized. They don't see demoralization. They feel good because they have Obama loving them. And so he emboldens the spoiled brats. Spoiled brats. And now we have a good man. And if you had lived, if you had one more system, like, you know, the third kind of Obama kind of president, you will have been lost forever. Hello. Is anybody would like to talk to me? 800-866-8883. You see how simple it all is? How many people did I disturb? How many people? I know thousands. If there's 100,000 people, half of you will be pissed off. Excuse the expression. Would you please try to explain what I said? Do you really understand that you're being used in turning you against what America should be, but being paid for it as an appeaser of the bully? So let me just give you the call number, so in case you want to call. I'll just continue in a different way. Let me explain how to create American appeasers who are unconsciously compelled from birth to the cradle to cause another terrorist attack. Now, here's a story, and I have written this story a long time ago. I'll show you accusing the victim. That's what you need to do. It's basically Karl Marx. Accuse the victim for what you do. So however rotten you are, just accuse them that they did it. If you catch a person stealing something for you, if you're not careful, he becomes very indignified or undignified, and starts to talk to you and accuse you of what you did, and you get so shocked, you actually feel guilty. And so when the policeman comes, he's so confident, the policeman will believe him that he didn't do it, but the person who he's stealing from did it, and he gets away with it. All right, let me say, I wasn't going to talk about that, but this caller's coming in. Would you like to call me? I really prefer to discuss the problems of people. Let me say this. There's only two things you need to understand to become well, to cure every sickness you've got. Now, it will take a little while for you to understand this. You have to say it over and over again in different ways. But what I'm trying to say is that there's a principle involved whereby a bully can do something and imprint him or herself to you, print the nature of them into you. So you immediately lose who you were born to be and take on the nature of your parents. So you basically, most of you are standing in your parents' shoes in a hypnotic state. That's what it is. When you come into the world, I said yesterday, when you come into the world and the culture comes into you through your parent mostly and the schools. And communists, Marxists, they understand this. And all they had to do is take charge of universities and medicine and so give medicine and give help and psychiatry. Psychiatry is, I can't find the word, but you understand what I mean. The treatment that I'm saying. But the treatment never works. You have to go back again and again. And when you have it, we have a tremendous amount, we have a wonderful, so to speak, wonderful system of chemistry in helping to help people. But the trouble is, if you don't deal with the problem deep down, very simple, deep down, very simple for every human being ever lived, deep down, there's a tree. At every branch has drugs, alcohol, you know, eating too much. All the cures of your brokenness is justified and made you to feel better than you deserve. And then, so you go on living, and you live longer, longer. And when you live longer, longer, then you have some more problems. And when you have more problems, you want to go to the doctor and psychiatrist and all the rest of it. Or you feel insecure, so you go to the schools and into universities, and you get programmed there too. I'm telling you, with all the magic of what I'm trying to say, all the magic of medicine these days, have thousands of cures for thousands of different diseases, all of which are one thing. In other words, let me put it this way. Which do you think? Hold Adam a little bit, please. Which do you think that is a better drug, opioid or eating too much? That's it. Which is most powerful, an opioid or food? Do you want to know what I say? Food is more powerful than an opioid. Food has built into it salvation. Yes. What was lost? What was the knowledge of good and evil? Knowledge of good and evil? It's right there, right in front of your nose. What is it that happened to Adam when he ate the forbidden fruit of the knowledge of good and evil? The knowledge of good is not good, and the knowledge of evil is evil. They're both the same. Intellectualism. And intellectualism, you've got all kinds of twists and turns. Fundamental transformation. It means one of two things. You go up and be better, or you go down and die. That's what it was with Obama. All you idiots. You bloody idiots. How dare you call me on the radio? I wish you would. I'd tear you to pieces. I really would. In a very special way. you'll be very surprised, because when I deal with evil, I know how to deal with you. You come and try anytime you want to. Come and face me, face me, face me. Yes, you can hold a gun if you want to. You bloody coward. Most of you are damn cowards. And you stupid women, marching. And believing this man is not a man. What's the matter with you? You hate him because he's better than you. He's a real man. He's the kind of man that put you in your place in a good place, in a good way, like he's done with his wife. I know he had lots of women before, but everybody makes mistakes. And he made his mistakes, and I made my mistakes. And we come together and find the same God. My dear ladies and gentlemen, you watch all those stupefied people walking, all those stupid women hating a real man, while decent women would love a man, the head of authority. But most men are stupid, and they have no authority. All they want is sex, and all they get is sex, and damned if they get it, and damned if they don't. You have no life. You have no life. Now I come back to this question, and then I'll take my calls. And so now I forgot what I was trying to say. I'll take my calls now. Okay, it's 800-866-8883, Monday through Friday, West Coast time, and we take Adam in Florida. Everybody's got problems with a wife. Adam, do you understand? I have problems with my wife. There's nobody that doesn't have any problems with their wife. And very few people understand how to do it. And I understand to do it, but it still doesn't work. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
I hear you laughing in here. What can I do for you?
Yes, I listened to some of your programs, and I think that you were saying one time about men having a mother in them, and I'm starting to see that towards yes. my wife. Like yes. I take my frustrations out on her. And I nag her like I'm and I feel like I'm my mom sometimes.
You feel like you're looking for your mother? Is that what you're saying?
I feel like I can feel her presence sometimes. Like when I do certain things towards my wife, I feel like it's my mom.
Yeah, but it's not clear. It's not clear what you're saying. Let me see if I can clarify it for you and tell me if I'm right. And those you don't know how to correct your wife.
Yes.
Is that correct? Yes. And she doesn't give a damn what you say, and she's going to do what she wants anyways. So how do you deal with it? Well, the first thing you have to do, if you don't want to die, because if you let her get away with this, now listen, you don't have to cure her, but you have if you can stand your ground, which I don't think you can, because there's a special meditation you have to do to be able to have authority over the woman, that so that the woman sees that you are really a man and not a man that looks for the love of a woman. The woman needs the love of a man, and the man that she loves is loved by God, and she can see it, and she can take the criticism. But unless you have that nature of God in you, that light, you can never fix your wife. Now, assuming you can do this, stay cool and don't get upset. Make your point. Don't get upset. Make your point. And then if it doesn't work, let her yell, scream, stay calm. That will do more than anything you could possibly do. And so she gets upset because she can't upset you. And then she begins to get angrier and angrier. But still, I have a wife 64 years, 65 years. She hasn't got better. She got worse. I'm telling you, it's open. But I am still strong. She's getting worse. I'm getting better. Your wife will get worse and you'll get better. And you be patient with her. So if it takes 54 years to hope to see her become, then I'll do it. I promise, because till death do us part, that's it. But you don't have to worry about whether she's going to be a good wife or a bad one. If you got goodness in you and she has a longing for goodness, then it's okay. If she is a willful bitch, excuse the expression, stand your ground. Be a good soldier to your children. Your children will see the magic in you, and they will come towards you and love you, and the damage of the wife will be zeroed. Do you understand that?
Yes. Now that you say that, I see that's what I'm doing. I was trying to make her, like...
Don't make her do anything. Just make sure that it doesn't make you angry. Just make sure you are never angry, and no matter how much she does, stay calm. That calmness can become a very powerful thing. The more you practice it, you know what Jesus says? He says, every bad happens for good. Because you can't have a man that has there's no evil and just eats fruit and dies. No. The purpose of life is to deal with evil and overcome it with good. How can I say this again? Judgment is mine, saith the Lord. I will pay back. Don't worry about what's going to happen to your wife. Don't worry about what's going to happen to your children. Make sure that you're godly quiet. Not quiet, but not reacting. Not reacting. Not reacting. Ever, ever, ever. Every bad happens for good. The worse it gets, the calmer you get. You get it little bit by little bit. Everything bad happens for good. And so, you don't have to... All you need to do, the best example you can give is calm. Find calm. Realize that she will upset you, and the purpose of upsetting you is to put herself inside you and make you go crazy. Make you run away. Make you beat her up and go to jail. Stay calm for the rest of your life. And in that calm, you may be able to speak if you wish. And if it doesn't do any good, just stay calm. Do not get upset at all. The slightest upset, you're finished. But to the degree you can stay your ground and not be upset is terribly upsetting to her. And she will be broken by it. The more she tries to upset you, the calmer you get. And that is beautiful for you and terrifying for her. She'll go crazy. That's what she should do. Go crazy and let her go to hospital. And take care of the kids. All right, let me go back. All right. We have it, Paula. Here I am again, 800-866-8883. Did you understand what I said about the gentleman that just called? Stay your ground. I am almost 90. April the 2nd. Stay my ground. I have all kinds of problems. Stay my ground. No feeling, no upset, just awareness. And the awareness grows when you have your love in you. But love is not the kind of love you know about. It's the kind of love that you can't really understand. But it's like a light. It's like lightning. It has a light in it. It doesn't have any emotion in it. No emotion. Adam had no emotion when he was in the paradise lost. When he came out and thrown out, then he accepted. He was, how can I say it? He was part animal, emotion. Emotion in a human being is deadly. It's deadly because you can emote and you can create a person in your image and demoralize him and making him appeaser to you and praise him for his slavery and compel him to do for you to control. It's all about control. Anybody who tries to upset you is trying unconsciously or consciously trying to control you, to build, knock you down and build themselves up, not only in your relationship with ordinary people, but the government. You see, even it goes up to being a president or a tyrant like Hitler. There's two kinds of parasites. One is like Obama. He loves the worst in everybody. But so does Adolf Hitler. He loves the angry people. And if the person that is in his presence is hateful, he sees Hitler as a god. He does. If Adolf Hitler, the only way you can see Hitler, they used to say, is if you have emotion. And if you experience his emotion, and a piece of Hitler will get inside you and appreciate him. You become his appeaser, and he loves the appeaser and gives him power over somebody else. You do not understand this, the simplicity of how to control. There's only two controls in your life. Look at yourself when I say this. You're a bully. You may not think of your bully, but you can be a bully by being an appeaser like Obama. Obama is a bully. He rises to power to love the worst in people. Do you understand that? And the worst in people love him. And Hitler the same way, as I described it, with a different approach. He also loves Hitler. And if you can have an emotion with him, he will love you for it. And he will give you power to do to others what was done to him, all the way down to all the misery on earth. Okay, now, we continue with callers. Let's see. Do we have 11, I see him. Thank you very much. I was looking down the bottom and I should have looked on the top of the screen. Levon, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you, Roy?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Yes, you are. I'm going to be quick. I was with my family the weekend and all my born-again, saved family members. And I played for them the tape that you had when you versus Walter Martin. And one of the things that really raised the roof was when you stated that when God's nature is in you, there's no sin in his nature, and you cannot sin.
I'm not quite sure. I have a little difficulty listening to one ear.
All right. Oh, you
have a little
me?
Problem. We have a little problem in here. I only have one ear, and I just can just make it a little slower. If you would might emphasize this thing a little bit so I can hear it.
Oh, okay. Can you? Is this better? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yes, as long as you make it very clear and slow.
Okay, I'll make it slow and clear. Like I stated, I was with my family, and
yes.
I played for them your cassette where you...
Oh, I hear you now. I hear you
okay,
now.
Okay. Walter Martin.
That's a long time ago. I forget who
yes.
he is.
Yes, but it's a wonderful discussion that you guys had.
Yes.
And one of the things you were stating was that once God's nature is in you, you can
yes.
no longer sin.
You can't, no.
Right. My family took exception to that because they say, "You, no one can be perfect. You are perfecting every day, and every day that you grow in perfection, you then overcome sin." It's a daily...
That's correct. It's a little bit every day. In other words, Jesus said it this way. Let me see if I can remember that. Become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. That
right.
upsets the preachers. And they say, you can't be perfect.
Right.
And so they talk like that and they dismiss it. Jesus is correct if you understand him. If you liked surfing, I've tried surfing and I fall off my head. I fall off it every time. But
mm-hmm.
if you start... and you determined to go down a 50-foot wave in another couple of years, then it's going to be done a little bit and a little bit and a little bit and a little bit, and pretty soon, before you know it, the big thing is a little thing. You see what I mean?
Right.
You're absolutely enjoying yourself and flowing down the 50-foot wave, and everybody's like, wow, how did you do it? It's the same thing with meditation. You begin with the first thing you see. The first thing you see is yourself. Oh, I've been excusing myself for all these years. All of a sudden, I see that didn't want to see it. Most
mm-hmm.
people don't want to see themselves. They'd rather, they do everything they can to make themselves good in everybody's eyes, so they love him. But if there's any loving and any appreciation, he's only going to get worse and worse and worse because. Nobody can cure anybody.
Right.
Not really. Not even the doctors can really cure. They just keep you alive a little longer till you get to the next one. And keep you alive a little longer, and so you get more, you live by chemistry, but you never live by truth. See that?
Okay. But
and
once
so,
you're born again, can you still sin?
Yeah, that's right. Being born again is a process. The baby mm-hmm. in the mother's womb grows. And when it comes out of the womb, it grows. But the trouble, it comes into the world, and the world comes in it. But the beauty of this is it's the other way around. You are coming from... How can I say this? But the woman... And let me say it again. Let me try working with it. Adam made one mistake. He made two mistakes... by making an excuse. I can't remember her name now. Isn't it ridiculous?
But here's something you said. You stated that you no longer sin.
No,
and
I was trying to...
They could not believe that.
What was that again?
I said you made the statement when you were speaking with Walter that you no longer sin. And... my family took exception to that, to say that no one can go without sinning. When you stated...
No, the minute you're able to grasp that you, of yourself you could nothing, and nobody can help you, not the priests, the rabbis, or anybody else.
Correct.
Well, the first thing you see is what you've done wrong.
Right.
In other words, the meditation gets you to see what you've done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or Roy Masters on radio can help you to see that you mustn't make excuses.
Correct.
Or looking for people to love you like you are.
Right.
Or eat too much and drink too much, because all these things make you feel better, but make you worse by making you feel better. But feel better is not being better, is worse. And I was saying a little while ago about food. It's more dangerous, but also more beautiful than opioids. Half the country will die from eating. It goes all the way back to Paradise Lost, Eve. Eve now controls all the generations all the way up to now. Every man looks to women for approval, not to God.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets feeling from that. But you also get feeling from food. But the feeling from food goes all the way back to the food of Paradise Lost. In other words, it hasn't been fixed. The woman now controls the man. God says, because you've done this thing, you become part of a woman as one flesh. And so women have the power. And they may love the power, and they may hate the power, but whatever it is, they want love from a man. But not just from a man, but a godly man, meaning a man that loves the woman, loves the hell out of her, and not the love that embraced the hell in her by her giving pleasure. In other words, so food is, if you eat properly, it's magical.
Mm-hmm.
It's gracious and beautiful. But if you start to use food to embolden you and make you feel better, you will die a horrible death. A horrible death is, look at how many people die from food. Compare that with opioids and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
See? But also has a power of making you better. If you go to my website, I have a video of a gentle being eating a piece of bread I got that I said a prayer to. See?
Okay.
A kind of a prayer. And when he put it in his mouth, a demon came out.
Mm.
You got to watch it. Watch it.
I will.
Because
I will.
Eat. This is what it says. Eat this, remembering me. If you can understand what that means, eat this, remembering me.
Mm-hmm.
All your sickness and diseases will disappear in good time.
Mm.
And if you indulge it, you get worse, and you die. And half the country are almost dead. And you got people encouraging you, eat this, eat that.
Mm-hmm.
And every kind of pleasure. You can almost see it steaming on the video. Always steaming, and this and that. I wish I could, because I can't remember all of it.
Right.
It's trying to give you pleasure. Don't take any notice of it. Leave it, have a simple life. And be still and know, I am God. Here's the other one. Be still. Whatever that is, I can show you what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Be still. Whatever that is, I can show it. And once you're still, God catches up with you. But if you look for love in all the wrong places, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, it rises up. It rises like the devil up to you and makes you feel better than you're worth. See?
Mm-hmm.
So there are not many diseases. It's only one. But each thing you... Each... it's very hard to say, but let me try again. Every drug, alcohol, smoking, opioids, anything, whatever that is, it will give you a kind of illness that connects you to death.
Mm-hmm.
And so food can connect you to death, but it can also connect you to life.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing else can.
Okay.
You see that?
Okay.
It's all in truth. It's all in truth. In the secret is all there in food, because that's where it began.
Wow.
And that's where it will begin again and kill you. 50% of you die a horrible death. You cut your fingers off and your legs off, and you go crazy, and your heart you die from a heart attack. That's one. And there's others, hundreds of them, thousands of them, but none of them have redemptive factors. Only food has a redemptive factor. Listen again. See if I can remember it again.
Mm-hmm.
Eat this, remembering me. Now, if you go to my website, not my website, Facebook, you'll see this young man who is, that was 15 years ago, he's completely better. But you see him getting better by eating a piece of bread, eating this, remembering me. He immediately got better, immediately.
Mm.
He is my friend.
Mm.
You watch it.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling me. I really appreciate it. We're doing a lot of good here. Laura in Texas. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. It's nice to speak with you.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could help me with shock, because I got to a point in my life where I had a couple of panic attacks and never really had them before, and they shocked me.
Oh, I see. Can you hold 1 minute, because of just a little piece of music, and I'll be back. Would you mind?
Oh, sure.
Thank you. And so I just want to remark, remember to say to my callers and to those who are listening, that food has a power to cure you, not because of nutrients only, but because it is virtue. Eat this, remembering me. That's all I'm trying to say. It has the power to kill you or cure you. Eat this, and if you go to my Facebook, watch this person who is 15 years past his sickness. Right from that moment, his life is paradise now, a good life, and he is a gentle person helping me to. He's volunteering to do this in the secret. I never knew he was doing this a lot. Helping me to run Facebook. All right, so try to understand that we do have it, but we don't. We only have two states, a bully and a appeaser. And a bully eats the appeaser and demoralizes him. And live from his dying. And that's what's going on in everyone in the world. And all the procedures to help you with anxiety is only one thing, emotion. Now, I'm going to talk to Laura. Laura, I am going to say jump ahead of you if you don't mind. But
okay.
if you can sit quietly with a seven-minute mm-hmm. meditation, I will introduce you to your Creator. And he will flow through you and take away emotion. because emotion makes you subject to the feeling you're experiencing. When the person senses you are emotional, it encourages them to upset you and take control of you. And then you try to take control of yourself, and you struggle to save yourself, but you can't save yourself. It's impossible. The more you try to save yourself, the worse you get. Don't try. You cannot save yourself. Be still and let God come in. Don't get in the way. Judgment.
I'm not sure I can really see how emotional I am.
Yes, you are very emotional. And it started when it was a kid. It usually starts when you're a kid, very small. Come into the world, and you take on the nature of your mother, and because of the failing father, does not know how to deal with that. And so, therefore, there's misery and suffering in the family you came from. We have misery and family. We have it all the time.
They all made everybody pretend like it wasn't there.
That's right. And you resent it. To hell
with that. Yeah, I hated it.
And listen,
it felt like torture, and then eventually I just gave in to them and pretended like they were the best people in the world.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to put them on pedestals and make them think that, to put in your mind that they're the most beautiful things in the world. That's a lie.
Yeah, I see that. I'm seeing that now. I think that's what I did to survive.
No, you can't survive with that. You get worse.
Yeah,
you're appeased. You're becoming an appeaser. The more you appease, when you appease, you think you're doing the right thing. But they take advantage of that. They laugh about it. They take advantage of it. And then they upset you again. And then when you upset, you feel guilty, because the upset makes you feel guilty. And when you feel guilty, you want to try to make it better again for them. And you do that over and over again, you could die. You don't want that.
Stay calm.
No. Laura, calm. The 7-minute meditation, do you have it?
I do.
Use it, but do not try to help. In other words, when you do it, do not expect anything. Do not try to make it work. It won't work if you try to make it work, because making it work is trying to make God give you something. Of yourself, you can do nothing. The Father within me, He doth it. Try to understand. All you need to do is stop and sit quietly and look at your eyelids. And what happens when you look at your eyelids? A strange thing happens. You'll see your fault. You'll see thoughts coming up. And all you have to do is look at them, and they go away. And they come back again and go away. But most of the time, little pixels will move across the screen of your mind, and you're lit up from the inside, so the eyes shoot outwards. Not only do the eyes can see the world like an animal, but your eyes can see because God shows you the nature of what you're looking at, and it makes everything clear and makes everything you do from Him. You don't have to just let them go. Let them go. Please, just do that. Call me again, will you?
Yeah.
Because your problem is so simple. So beautifully simple. Yes.
It's beautifully simple. It feels overwhelming.
Yes, but don't put them on a pedestal, please. Don't get upset and feel guilty, and feel guilty thinking, maybe if I give more of myself, they'll love me. Damned if you love you, and damned if they don't. It never works. It never will. It will kill you.
Yeah.
It will create a great anxiety and drive you to drugs. And that will make you worse than ever. Be still.
This situation kind of just, it felt like it snuck up on me, but I see that it kind of built over years.
Yes, but watch.
And I guess the bright side is that if things like this hadn't happened, I don't know if I would really be searching.
Yes, that's it. It's a blessing. You're searching.
Yeah, because
it's a blessing.
The wrong path.
Yes, yes, get it. You got it. It's the wrong path. So what is the right path? You're on the road with it already.
Okay.
Don't do anything. You're doing fine.
Okay.
God bless you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Hello. It's so simple. You've only got two choices. Bully. Take it out on somebody, your kids. Or appeaser. Go along to get along. That's all you got. Can you tell me what else there is? Please, call me if you're not one of those two people. Or both. You can be a appeaser to a bully, but you can also be a bully to an appeaser. Because you got the, when you become subject to a bully, you have his nature, and you've lost your own. And so, therefore, in order to get a sense of worth again, you do unto others what was done unto you. And if you have a tyrant, Obama, for a president, he will encourage you to do that until the whole country is doing to others what was, if you see what I'm saying, he loves the worst in people. And but the love of the worst is encouraging them to be sort of free, a kind of freedom that isn't free but a slave of the bully, of Obama. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not as women, you stupid women, you do not know what is good for you. And men, you need to find what's good for you. You need to find the way to, how can I say it, to have authority. But where does authority come from? It comes from the world, or it comes from him who made the world. Which one do you want? The world? Go look for it. It isn't there. It never will be there. Never. Don't look for it. You're wasting your time. Everybody's made that same mistake and died. Or begin to realize, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm looking for people to make me feel better than I'm becoming a slave of that. On the contrary, you want to not be a slave of God, but you want a God of love. The only place there is love is within you. It does not exist anywhere else except in people like myself. There are people like myself. I'm not alone. There are not many, but the more the merrier. My dear ladies and gentlemen, and stupefied women, and men that don't know how to deal with a woman properly, all they want is pleasure and food. And food is the most dangerous of all, and the most redemptive of all. Eat this, remembering me. Look at your Bible. Thank you. Support my program. Will you please? Thank you. FHU.com. FHU.com. Go there and get what you need at no cost if you can't afford it. I have 1 minute. Would you please? I'm an old man. And in 2nd of April, I'll be 90. I'm still on the air. I will die on the air. I'm not going to go running around looking for anything. I'm looking for to help you. My pleasure is to serve. Not from me, from him, through me, to you. Please call me and on the radio tomorrow, and also post office box 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. 800-877-3227 is the phone number. 800-877-3227. Business hours, West Coast time. God bless. This is Roy Masters. This is saying good night.